This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us, people. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. So much to get into. Obviously, the NFL playoffs are here, and they're going at it left and right. We all know that, as well as Mike Wilson and I, the NBA, the NHL. You name it, we've got you covered. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How you doing, brother?
Doing really good, man. We got a lot to talk about, man. We got NFL. We got college basketball. We got Clemson just beating the tar out of Alabama, NBA, man. I mean, let's just get to it. Let's get down, man. Let's do this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been about, what, a week since we got to talk to them about Alabama and Clemson, and you and I both kind of thought Clemson had a good shot. They did. They got it done emphatically, let's be honest. So we'll get into that. We'll get into a lot of things. College basketball, NBA basketball, NFL football. We got you covered, people. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Tyler Myers' shot ricocheted twice and bounces to the corner. Smith is back, glass and out. Sherrod up against Forsberg, who got position, got the puck. Philip Forsberg scores! It's thrown toward the front, and now coming up with it is Backstrom moving out with Ovechkin in a two-on-one. Backstrom moving on, across to Ovechkin, he scores! 107 to go.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us, people. Let's talk about some sports. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, obviously, at this time, we heard the clips. We're going to talk a little hockey, and hopefully we'll have our professor of sports, John Poulter, to join us here in a moment. Otherwise, you and I will do our best to get through talking about NHL hockey. I mean, it's been pretty tough to talk about hockey here in the desert this season, especially with the way that the Coyotes were able to get out of the gates last season. You know, they are not out of the gates, but the way that they finished last season, they didn't get out of the gates so well this season. And obviously, they're in second to last place there in the Pacific. But we do have our professor of sports, John Poulter, with us. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Yeah, very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. Just kind of opening up, talking about the Coyotes, who have won three straight, but it seems like everybody is getting kind of hot. At least Calgary, the Sharks, they're winning at a nice clip right now, and obviously whipping up on the rest of the division. And then there are those Knights, man. They're right there, John. I mean, I've got to say, they're definitely not a 1 year wonder. They're legit, man. They're a team that is going to be a force, and people got to look out for the Golden Knights.
Yeah, it's certainly beginning to look that way. We've talked about that team a couple of times over the course of the season, and they did start out very slow, and we kind of wondered why that was. You know, did they have this one-year wonder phenomena? But I think we both thought that they were going to come along nicely, and looking at them now, third in that Pacific Division, 8-1-1 in their last 10. Starting to look like the Vegas Golden Knights we saw last season.
Hey, John. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Andy. Morning, Mike.
How you doing? I hope everything's good. Hey, I'm just wondering, I keep kind of harping on these Winnipeg Jets, man. Like, what has gotten into them? Because they still have that lead over the Predators and the Central. I mean, are the Jets a long-term viable candidate to get to the Stanley Cup or go make a deep run in the playoffs?
Very much so. I think we saw the start of that last year, Mike, when they got to the semifinals of the Stanley Cup, the Western Conference Final, gave the Vegas Golden Knights a good run for their money, beat the Nashville Predators, which we all know is a very good hockey team in the round previous to that. That's a very strong division. They're playing very well. I think that's probably Canada's best team right now, and I say that even though the Maple Leafs are playing as strongly as they have. All of a sudden, we see Winnipeg and Toronto tied in points. I've always been a fan of the Winnipeg Jets, the way they've built that team, the way the team is supported by those great Winnipeg fans in what's essentially a small market town. Great to see them playing as well as they have.
John, let me ask you this. As we look at the Western Conference, you know, we're talking obviously a lot about the Winnipeg Jets, the Nashville Predators. We're going to talk about the Flames. We're going to talk about the Sharks. We're going to talk about the Knights. Is there somebody that we're sleeping on? Is there somebody that could make a move and give these teams a little bit of a problem?
Well, I have to keep wondering about the Anaheim Ducks. I mean, this is a team that's got a lot of stars, a lot of experience, has done very well in the playoffs the last few years. They're on a terrible run right now, 0-7-3 in their last 10, which means that, you know, effectively they've lost their last 10 games, all of a sudden find themselves out of a playoff spot. Behind both the Colorado Avalanche and the Minnesota Wild in terms of a wild card spot. I still think that that team has got more talent than it's showing. And Edmonton is a bit of an enigma. That's a tremendously talented team, a good young team, a fast team. I'm not sure what their problem is, but they just don't seem to be able to get it going. So, you know, Edmonton's one of those teams. They could go on a streak where they could win 10 out of 12, as could the Ducks, and all of a sudden we could see those two teams back in it.
John, you know, we started off talking about the Coyotes, you know, and it's just been tough to watch out here. I mean, it's been tough to watch ice hockey out here for a number of years now. But, you know, yesterday they acquired Jordan Wheel from the Flyers. Is he going to make an impact on the Coyotes, or is he just, you know, just going to make a so-so impact?
I have to think it's basically just a change of scenery. Arizona's hoping that it's going to help. Philadelphia is not a very good team, as we know. They're last in the Eastern Conference right now, sitting there with 38 points. They've had some troubles all season. They've been struggling since the first day of the season. Arizona needs some goal scoring, and you know, goal scorers are hard to find. All of a sudden, we see Arizona have only scored 115 goals, and you know that isn't good when you see that Los Angeles is last in the league at 105. But Arizona's playing well defensively. They've given up 123 goals. Only three teams, I shouldn't say only three teams, but the three teams that are leading the league right now in goals against being Boston, the Islanders, and the Nashville Predators, all good hockey teams that play well defensively. So I think the fact that the Sharks have only given up another seven goals over half a season speaks well to the Coyotes' defensive play, but they've got to start putting the puck in the net. And we all know that if you don't put the puck in the net, you don't win hockey games.
No, that's a great point. We're talking to our professor of sports, John Poulter, breaking down the NHL right now, talking a little bit about the Arizona Coyotes. And I'm just going to close it out by saying this. They have one of the best power playing killing, you know, they're one of the best at killing the power play. So you're right that their defense is all that and a bag of chips. It's just offensively, when you're scoring less than you're giving up, you're going to struggle, and that's the way it is for the Coyotes. Let's flip it over to the Eastern Conference a little bit, and let's talk about those Tampa Bay Lightning, who are absolutely lighting up the league in general. Let's be honest, 72 points for them. They're the cream of the crop right now, and I don't see them slowing down much, John, to be honest with you. So is this the Tampa Bay Lightning and everybody else, or what?
It's certainly beginning to look that way. We've been talking all season about how good the Lightning are, and not only are they good, but they're consistently good, and they're good in all aspects of the game. You look at the key statistics, leading the league in wins, fewest losses, most points, most goals, best goal differential, 9-1 in their last 10. Every time we look at that last 10 column, they're 8-2, 8-1-1, 9-1, 7-2-1, all positive numbers. And when you play that well and that consistently, it can only be a sign of success. And I think that's a very good team. They're on a pace right now, if you can believe this, for a 131-point season, and that is a tremendous number of points in a hockey season. You know, they're right now they're playing 800 hockey, and if you equate that to a baseball season, anybody who plays 800 baseball is going to walk away with the pennant.
John, real quick here, we got, you know, the one team we seem to forget about is the Washington Capitals. Are they poised to make another deep run or get back to the cup?
Well, they're sort of looking that way, Mike. But I got to look at how Pittsburgh has picked up their game in the last little while. They're 8-2 in their last 10. All of a sudden, although Pittsburgh has played one more game, 45 to Washington's 44. All of a sudden, we have Pittsburgh only 3 games behind the Washington Capitals, and we all know how good of a hockey team Pittsburgh is. Those two teams in the same division, they have to play another 2 or 3 games. Those are always war. If Pittsburgh could win 2 of those, or even all 3 of those games, we'd have a very tight race at the top of that Metropolitan Division as well. So don't count the Pittsburgh Penguins out yet.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us as he does pretty much each and every week at this time. Like I always say, we are live each and every Sunday morning for you, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks according to wherever you live in the world. But John, final question for you, for me and Mike for today, and obviously we always appreciate you taking time out with us. In your humble opinion right now, and I know it's still some time to be played, but you know how I like to get your predictions as things go on throughout the year. Who's going to be in the Stanley Cup right now, at least in your humble opinion right now?
Well, I got to go with Tampa Bay for all the reasons we've talked about. They're not only the class of the Eastern Conference, but clearly the best team in the league right now. And I look at that Western Conference, and although Calgary has played very well and is the second team in the league right now at 62 points and leads that Pacific Division, I think Calgary's going to get some heat from San Jose and from the Vegas Golden Knights. I still think Winnipeg and Nashville are better hockey clubs top to bottom than any of those teams in the Pacific Division. So I'm going to say that we're going to look at Nashville and Winnipeg, and that's almost a toss-up. But if you're asking me to make a pick, I'd say Nashville from the Western Conference right now. And I say that strictly on the basis that I believe that their goaltending is better than Winnipeg's, and we all know that goaltending is a big item when you get to the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, and I'm just going to say, look, man, if the Vegas Knights do it again, if they can get themselves to the Stanley Cup Finals, I would have to think that not only me, but the whole world would be pulling for them because of what happened last year, getting there, having everybody rooting for you, and then obviously Washington just too much, and they got it done. But I would think that the world would be rooting for the Vegas Knights this year, John.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. I mean, they're an incredible story when you sit and think about it. An expansion team not only playing well in their first season, but carrying it into their second season as well. We've never seen an expansion team in any sport play that well consistently for that length of time when they first came into the league. So I think it's great for Vegas. I think it's great for the fans of Vegas. Obviously, all of those players felt they had something to prove, and they've proved that it wasn't a one-year wonder. So I think it's great for the league, and it certainly speaks well of the fact that expansion teams can come in and perform well rather than be the doormats of the league that we've seen in so many previous expansions.
Yeah, and maybe some of those teams shouldn't have let some of those guys that they thought were over the hill be up for the expansion draft and give those guys to the Vegas Knights too. So, you know, maybe they made a little bit of a mistake here and there, John.
Well, it's possible, but, you know, as we've talked before, the numbers were pretty tight on the protected list, so every team had to let one or two really good players go, and Vegas took advantage of that, did some very good scouting ahead of time.
John, as always, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down the NHL like nobody else does. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're going to take a quick short pause for the cause. We're going to be back rapping about the sports world. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Carlson, knocked to the ice in the corner. And it's carried out by Connor. Connor had it swatted away by Smith. Here comes Marchessault. Marchessault to the net. He scores! 2-0 Golden Knights! And then Smith takes it back. Here comes Smith down the left side. Smith in front. Backhand shot. Score! Second of the game for Jonathan Marchessault.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
And the clock has run out now. Clemson beats Alabama 44-16. They've each won two national championships in the five-year history of the college football playoff.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. A lot to get into. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. 44-16 was the final of the national championship game between Clemson and Alabama. Clemson absolutely got the best of the situation, out-coaching Nick Saban and the guys, outplaying the players was Lawrence and the rest of his guys. And the truth is, Mike, there's a lot of years where we're going to see Lawrence throwing the ball to that wide receiver, Ross, and they're going to be good for the next 2 years guaranteed. That's a guarantee. But truth be told, Dabo Swinney is one of the best in the business, if not the best in the business, and he showed Nick Saban how to coach, if you ask me, man. He really did.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can say that to a point. I mean, let's not get it twisted. You and I both know that Saban is a great coach and arguably one of the best of all time, if not the best of all time right now. But Dabo and his staff really put together offensive and defensive schemes that just made Alabama for the first time in a long time, if ever, under Nick Saban look real average. And boy, you know, everything that I thought that that Clemson defense was, they are, and they were in that championship game. I mean, they right off the bat, they jumped the route, they got the pick six going the other way, and from there it was on, and there was nothing to in that offense that that they could do really to stop that defense. I mean, let's face it, Clemson was missing their best defensive tackle, and it looked like they didn't miss him at all. I mean, they were getting in that backfield. They were making Tua uncomfortable. Alabama never gets to feel uncomfortable. Clemson made them feel uncomfortable pretty much that whole game. And like you said with Trevor Lawrence, what can you say about a true freshman kid, 6'6", 230, 240, and he was swinging around the yard like he was playing in his backyard, and he's throwing. Granted, he got lucky in a couple of his throws, but that receiver Ross, man, he made some unbelievable catches to help out his quarterback, especially that one-handed grab. That was phenomenal. But overall, it was just a huge butt kicking by Clemson over the Tide.
Yeah, I mean, it was very impressive from start to finish, absolutely. And what I kind of liked about it was is they never really took the foot off the gas either. You know, they yeah, just kind of kept it going. And, you know, Dabo was out there coaching and working the sidelines and his players. You know, at halftime, it was interesting to me because a lot of times, you know, teams make adjustments. And the adjustments that were made by Alabama, Clemson countered every one of them. You know, they were just on top of it. They knew exactly what they were doing that whole ball game, and they played like it. You know, they played like true champions. So I was really impressed with the whole outfit that Clemson brought with them from start to finish. Just had that winning mentality from the start, Mike, and I think that they knew that they had the talent and they had the game plan to beat Alabama, and they sure as hell did.
Oh, yeah. The one thing that stands out about that game and how much Clemson was prepared for this game was that horrible, horrible fake punt or fake field goal that Alabama tried. You saw Clemson all back off, and they knew it was coming. They knew some fake was coming. They had it read like a book. And, I mean, we all saw what happened when that happened to Alabama. It was one of those games where you just thought, and it looked like Clemson had Alabama's playbook, you know, right in front of them on the sideline, because they really, really did know what Alabama was going to do in short yard situations, third and longs, on first downs. I mean, it was so obvious that the continuity, and people have talked about this week, with Clemson, they haven't lost that many coaches since Dabo's been there. I mean, I think they've lost like two coaches from Clemson, and they weren't even coordinators. Okay, usually teams lose their coordinators from time to time. Clemson hasn't done that. They've had a continuity and kind of a family atmosphere then. And then you look on the other side of the field, Alabama's going through defensive and offensive coordinators like they're changing their socks every day. I mean, they you know, Bama just got Sarkisian back. Sarkisian was there for like a half a season, then he left. You know, you wonder how long he's actually going to be there this time. But Clemson has that family atmosphere. They have continuity with their coaching staff. And I guarantee you that these, you know, top high school football players are picking up on that now and wanting to go to a Clemson or a college team that has that. I mean, that receiver Ross, he was voted Alabama's best football player. Alabama's best football player did not go to Alabama. I mean, that says a lot right there. He goes to Clemson. You know, I mean, there's probably a variety of reasons why he chose Clemson. But for Saban to lose the top guy in his home state, I don't know. Maybe something's a brewing, just starting to brew here, that maybe a change in the top of college football is underway.
I was going to ask you, I mean, where does Dabo sit right now? Is he the guy, or is Saban still the guy in college football? Because as we heard from the intro, they both have won two. This thing has been going on for 5 years. It's 2-2 as far as these two teams go. Where's Dabo? Where's Nick Saban in your mind?
I think Dabo's right there. I think it's still kind of an even thing. They both won two. But let's face it, if you're a young kid and you want to play for a coach that you think is going to have your back, who do you think is going to have your back? Like Dabo on the sideline, he's jumping around, he's pumping his fist, he's hugging his players, and they're Saban. You know, he's who he is, but he's not exactly that kind of rah-rah guy that kids love to play for. I mean, there are reasons why kids go to Alabama. I mean, that's a no-brainer right there. But, you know, right now you'd have to think, you know, the enthusiasm that Dabo shows on the sideline is going to rub off when it comes to recruiting. Who, if you're a player, you want to play for someone like that.
Absolutely. No, I mean, look, it's Alabama and Clemson are definitely setting the standard and setting the bar very high there in college football. And if you have any talent and you want to have a national championship hopes, those are the two teams that you definitely want to be a part of. Anyways, I hear the music. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some of the coaching hires and fires in the NFL, because I think it's pretty interesting, the situation in Arizona and some other places around the league. So keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Do you play daily fantasy sports? Have you ever wondered how people can make thousands of dollars playing it? Well, we have the answer. Draft-board.com/SOA will give you the expert tools and advice in order to make serious cash. You can sign up for just $1 for 30 days. Yeah, you heard that right. $1 for 30 days at draft-board.com/SOA. That's draft-board.com/SOA. Start making the big bucks today.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses. Because it's not rocket science, it's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. mycomputercareer.edu, that's mycomputercareer.edu.
A special offer for Bay Area residents. Alcatraz Cruises is launching its second annual Buy One, Get One Free, or BOGO, ticket promotion. These tours from Alcatraz Cruises often sell out during the year, but they've made it a priority to educate the community about the robust history of the island. As a result, Alcatraz Cruises wants to encourage local residents to experience the assets that make Alcatraz Island one of the country's most visited national parks. Offered only to Bay Area residents, this special buy one, get one free ticket promotion is available only on select dates in January and February. For more information, visit alcatrazcruises.com/BOGO. That's alcatrazcruises.com/BOGO. To book this special buy one, get one free offer, Bay Area residents can call 415-981-7625. Or you can purchase tickets at the ticket booth located at Pier 33, Alcatraz Landing.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
This morning, I met with Coach Wilkes and let him know that we're going to go in a different direction. Obviously, it's one of the toughest parts, really the toughest part of this job, is to make a decision. So when you look at the not only the record, but the lack of competitiveness, the fact that we went backwards on offense and defense, looking at his plan for 2019, I just didn't feel like it was a plan that I wanted to get behind that would turn us around and get us back to the type of football that we expect and that our fans.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. There you go. Michael Bidwell talking about the Arizona Cardinals and the direction, the new direction that they have chosen with Cliff Kingsbury, a guy from college who had a losing record in college, who's never been coaching in the NFL. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you people is I don't think the Arizona Cardinals have a freaking clue as to what the heck they're doing. First and foremost, you hire a first-year coach in Steve Wilkes, but the guy's been in the NFL. He has a terrible season, as we all know. The Cardinals go 3-13, and truth be told, I don't think he had the horses to go to battle with week in and week out, but that's beside the point. What I'm trying to tell you is that when you have the ability to change directions at the drop of a hat, you should be a little bit concerned. And the fact that they went from a guy in the NFL who they gave an opportunity to, a first-year head coach, but a guy that has been in the NFL. Then they go and they make a jump to a guy who is in college and, quite frankly, has a losing record in college. Mike Wilson, please explain what in the hell the Arizona Cardinals are doing right now. Please.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with you on this. I'm not sure what they were looking at other than they're trying to replicate, and people have talked about this a lot, and I tend to agree with it, that they're trying to replicate or find the next McVay from the Los Angeles Rams. You know, Kingsbury is young. He is an offensive guy. He certainly is an offensive guy and came up with some, you know, kind of the air raid type of offense that Mike Leach put in at Texas Tech, who, by the way, did win at Texas Tech. Let's not forget that. Kingsbury, not so much. People want to talk about the quarterbacks that he's worked with. Okay, Baker Mayfield, he didn't really work with that guy. Baker Mayfield got good because of Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma. Let's just call that what that is. Manziel, I mean, that's a someone thing at Texas A&M as well. You know, so these ideas that he's this quarterback whisperer, you know, I don't know if I fully believe in it. The one guy that you can certainly look at Texas Tech that he worked with and he developed was Patrick Mahomes, who is, you know, having an MVP caliber year for the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know, Dorf. I mean, they get rid of Wilkes and he's 3-13. I mean, that's obviously not good, but not something that the Cardinals haven't seen before in their long illustrious history. But the other thing is, if Kingsbury goes, let's say he goes 4-12, one game improvement, what do they do? Are they strictly looking at just, okay, if they're more competitive, you know, if the visual is they're more competitive, do they stick with this guy who goes 4-12? Or God forbid he goes 3-13, but they, for some reason, they find that the team's more competitive. Do they stick with him? And here's the other thing. He's going to be coaching grown men who probably make more money than him. And all that kind of goes with coaching grown men. Are these guys going to buy into what he's saying? And the McVay reference, for some people, I'm like, look, McVay walked into a situation where he had Jared Goff, who by all means, his rookie year did not have a good rookie year, but the offense that Goff was in was not tailored toward him. McVay made the changes to kind of accentuate that, but he also had Todd Gurley. He got Brandon Cooks. You know, there's a bunch of guys, and he had a good offensive line. So McVay walked into a situation that was, you know, tweak this, tweak that, and look where the Rams are now. I mean, the Rams are, you know, they're going to be probably playing the Saints here in the NFC Championship game. But I'm not sure if the whole McVay comparison to Kingsbury is really a thing. I mean, I don't. If you're trying to understand what I'm saying, I'm sorry, but I mean, I'm not totally sure if I see it.
First and foremost, it's not fair to compare Cliff Kingsbury to Sean McVay. Okay, Sean McVay is a guy that was in the NFL, putting in the work, knowing the guys that he's working with a lot better than a guy like Cliff Kingsbury, who, yeah, you know, he's played with these guys, right? And he's played in the NFL, and he's thrown the ball. We all get that, man. And I understand women enjoying the way that the guy looks. And the truth of the matter is at the end of the day, all that stuff doesn't matter, man. All that matters is the wins and the losses. And if you don't understand that, ask Steve Wilks. Because truth be told, in my humble opinion, Mike Wilson, and any Cardinal fan that's watching, listening, I think they fired the wrong Steve. I'm sorry, but Steve Keim was the guy that should have gotten fired, not Steve Wilks. Look, it's impossible for a guy to get his direction and his message across in 1 year. I'm sorry. Was it a bad year? Absolutely. Did Steve Wilks not necessarily have control of that locker room? I don't know. I'm not there, man. All I know is what I saw on the field. And you can blame the coach, or you can blame the 53 guys that step on the field week in and week out. Because at the end of the day, man, Steve Wilks doesn't miss tackles. Steve Wilks doesn't miss catches. Steve Wilks doesn't get burnt. I mean, there's so many ways you could go at this. I think that what happened was is that, unfortunately, people want to say that the national media has no bearing on what you do locally. I disagree 100%, Mike Wilson. I think the national media was laughing so hard at the Arizona Cardinals as to what they did that they felt the obligation to their fan base to move on from Steve Wilks, whether it was premature or not. In 1 year, I don't know how many guys you can ever throw at me in 1 year that they go out there and they all of a sudden have instant success. It just doesn't happen. It probably takes a year or two to get a hold of that locker room in general. So, look, not everybody's Bruce Arians, and they demand that respect immediately. And let's talk a little bit about that, too. If people in Arizona want to be upset, maybe they should be upset that Bruce Arians decided to go to Tampa Bay and bring Todd Bowles with him there as well and leave Arizona. The writing was on the wall a year ago for him to leave, and I'll be honest with you, I think this thing gets bad for a long, long time in Arizona. They're too quick to pull the trigger on coaches, and they made that very, very obvious when they let Steve Wilks go, and then they hire a new guy who's even more unproven than Steve Wilks. So, again, what the hell are the Arizona Cardinals doing?
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on many heads right there, Dorf. It just boggles the mind. And yes, the national media was laughing at the Arizona Cardinals. There were many people in the Valley of the Sun here where you and I are that were laughing at the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, look, to me, and you, I mean, you guys know me by now. I mean, I'm a big college football guy, and that's kind of my thing, but if you're going to take a guy or go after a guy in the college ranks to maybe, you know, lead your team that would have some respect from grown men in the NFL, probably Lincoln Riley right now would be the guy. I mean, you would have to say, you know, all the success that he's had at Oklahoma and the Heisman Trophy winners and getting to the football playoff and all that kind of stuff is just one of those things where he would probably have a lot more respect coming into this than Kingsbury's going to have. And look, I'm not rooting against Kingsbury. I'm not rooting against the Cardinals. I mean, you and I both want healthy, vibrant, winning teams here in the Valley of the Sun. It makes life a lot more interesting around here for us to talk about a Cardinals team that's going to the playoffs and all that kind of thing. But right now, it's just that it is an absolute cluster right now. And the national media, as well as the local media, have every right to question this. The question this move by the Cardinals, and I don't see it. Like I said earlier, man, if he goes 3-13 or 4-12, you gonna fire him? What's gonna go on here? I mean, let's just kind of call it like it is.
Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head right there. I mean, they've set the standard that if a guy doesn't have success in year one, well, maybe he's expendable and he's a guy that you can get rid of right away. So, look, I just think they've set themselves up for disaster, and they have become the new Cleveland Browns. I'm sorry. The Cleveland Browns have figured things out to a certain degree, and the Arizona Cardinals have taken major steps back. Let me ask you this, though. We spent a lot of time on the Arizona Cardinal hire and fire. Who got the best, man? In my humble opinion, I love Bruce Arians going to Tampa Bay and bringing Todd Bowles with him. Am I crazy? Who do you think got the best? And I don't think what the Packers did was all that terrible. They went after a guy who has NFL experience too. A young guy, a creative guy, an innovative guy, a guy that knew Jared Goff at Cal. So I think there's going to be a relationship with Aaron Rodgers right off the bat. And I think that, you know, there's a lot that goes into this stuff, but there is some psychology here, people. And believe me, you've got to get the right minds, the right heads to mix with each other. So in your humble opinion, who do you think did the best, Mike Wilson? I like Tampa Bay. And then I think we got to kind of wait and see on everybody else, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. I mean, Arians is a proven commodity. I mean, we see what he did when he took over for Pagano in Indianapolis and what he did, you know, helping Andrew Luck and all that kind of stuff. And to some extent, he did have some success down here in the desert. And, you know, he was fun, no risk it, no biscuit kind of stuff when he was here. But I think he really, really knocked it out of the park when he hired Todd Bowles as his defensive coordinator, because when Bowles was here, let's face it, when Bowles was here, the defense for the Cards was pretty good. Okay. I mean, he knows what he's doing. And when you got two experienced guys like Bowl and Arians now teaming up in Tampa Bay, and what Arians could probably do, for that quarterback situation down there with, with what's his name there. I think Tampa Bay, is set up to have a lot more success moving forward than the rest of these teams. And like you said, I mean, it's a wait and see with the rest of this. And you were talking about the Cardinals kind of be, you know, maybe taking over the Browns mantra. What about Denver? I mean, the things that are going on in Denver, they do have some talent there. They got a stable of great running backs. You know, they got Von Miller on defense and stuff, but has, you know, John Elway just struck out with his quarterback selections and his drafts for the most part. Yeah. Like, I don't know how much, you know, that Elway can get credit here, because right now Denver's just kind of looking like a slightly better version of the Cardinals to me. I mean, Elway really hasn't done anything. So we'll see moving forward. But Tampa Bay certainly has got a lot better in their coaching.
All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We're going to come back and wrap up hour number one. But coaches aplenty in the NFL. That's kind of what happens at this time of the year. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads. Pain! If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
I didn't deliver what your number one goal is, and that's to be world champions. And we did not get that done.
I think we have to do what we think puts the organization and most particularly our players in the best position to win. And accordingly, we made those decisions.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You people listening to me on Sirius XM Channel 211, get at us, man. There's so much to talk about in the sports world. We love hearing from you people all over the globe, man. That's the best thing about this, Mike Wilson, is you and I are global with this show, so people can get at us anywhere in the world if they're listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 211. We love you people. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Mike, our number two, we're obviously going to talk a lot about the NFL. We got some games to talk about that happened on Saturday. We got some games to talk about on Sunday. We have the NBA to talk about. There's a lot going on there. No LeBron in the lineup for the Lakers. They're struggling. Toronto, Milwaukee, they're on the top of the East. And the West, man, Denver just continues to keep it rolling. I'm impressed with them. Will they be able to do that in the playoffs? I don't know, but we'll see. I mean, Mike, a ton to talk about next hour, brother.
There is a ton to talk about, and you're exactly right with Denver. Denver was just in town last night and everything. So I'm slowly getting on that Denver bandwagon, but you're right. There's a couple NFL games today. It'll set up the conference championships. There's still a lot to talk about, man, and nobody better to do it with than you.
You know, it's interesting, too, because the Suns have had some good victories over the top teams, like the Milwaukee Bucks – and the Denver Nuggets, who they beat last night in Phoenix, man. It's just kind of crazy that they're that bad, but they have the ability to step up and beat some of the best teams in the league. So consistency, I guess that's what I'm talking about, people. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. Hour number two is on the horizon, a lot to get into. So we'll be right back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody. Keep it close.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump on yesterday's Fox News with Judge Jeanine talked about the federal workers not getting their paychecks due to this standoff over the border wall.
A lot of the people that aren't getting their checks are letting us know we don't care. You've got to solve the crisis at the border. It's a humanitarian crisis and it's national security. It's very important.
As far as the presidential race in 2020, Trump says he's looking forward to it and singled out Joe Biden as a weak candidate.
A lot of people say Biden's doing okay, but you know, he was always a 1%. He was a 1% guy. He ran two or three times. He never got above 1%. And then Obama came along and took him off the trash heap.
As far as his meeting with Vladimir Putin last year, he tells Fox News it was just a meeting like any other meeting he has with presidents of various countries. He says they talked a lot about Israel and securing Israel and lots of other things. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continues his Middle East trip. And he tells a news conference he'll be having talks with Saudi Arabia Prince Salman about the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
We will continue to have a conversation with the Crown Prince and the Saudis about ensuring that the accountability is full and complete with respect to the unacceptable murder of Jamal Khashoggi. We'll continue to talk about that and make sure we have all the facts so that they are held accountable, certainly by the Saudis, but by the United States as well.
But the Trump administration has made it clear that trade and relations with the Saudis is far more important than who is behind the killing. The L.A. Teachers Union has rejected the school district's latest offer, and the union is ready to go on strike tomorrow morning. Some 35,000 teachers are set to walk out of the nation's second-largest school district. A winter storm that's blanketed the Midwest with snow is hitting the Mid-Atlantic region with up to a foot of snow, possible in Washington and Virginia today and tomorrow. The National Weather Service says Baltimore also in the path of the heavier snow, and Philadelphia expected to get snow as well. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
More now on the partial shutdown of the government. President Trump says if the Democrats really want to negotiate, he's got a solution that would take 15 minutes to work out to end the government shutdown and to fund his border wall. Senator Mark Warner tells CNN's State of the Union, history will show Trump is not as skilled a negotiator as he thinks.
He's not allowed any win-win circumstance, and the disregard he has paid to the federal workers, where he has been cavalier, never sat down and visited with them, And then to add insult to injury, this didn't get a lot of news. We bipartisan had promised the federal workforce a very meager 1.9% pay increase.
Right.
He wiped that pay increase out as well as this treatment of the workforce that's been just awful.
With the government shutdown about to begin a fourth week, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham tells Fox News Sunday there is a plan floating in Congress to try, before President Trump uses a national emergency, to fund the border wall.
Before he pulls the plug on the alleged option, and I think we're almost there, I would urge him to open up the government for a short period of time, like 3 weeks, before he pulls the plug, see if we can get a deal. If we can, at the end of 3 weeks, all bets are off.
Fox News reports that despite the partial government shutdown with no end in sight, about 30 Democratic members of Congress traveled to Puerto Rico this weekend with their families and lobbyists for a winter retreat, where they also plan to see a special performance of the hit Broadway show Hamilton. For USA...
More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports writing program all over the globe. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. In case you've been hiding under a rock somewhere, the NFL playoffs are underway. We had a couple games on Saturday that took place. A couple more games are going to take place today, Sunday. And obviously, again, we are always live with you people every Sunday from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. In case you were, like I said, hiding under a rock, the Rams took care of business at home against the Dallas Cowboys, 30-22. The Kansas City Chiefs all over the Colts, 31-13. And then the games we have today coming up in just a little bit. The Chargers have the New England Patriots, who, by the way, 8-0 at home. Not so good on the road. Chargers, pretty good on the road, to be honest with you, man. It's going to be an interesting matchup there because Philip Rivers struggled last week. I have a feeling he's going to go off this week, Mike Wilson. And then Philadelphia, the defending champions, playing the New Orleans Saints, who, by the way, the Super Bowl is in New Orleans this year, man. It's just kind of interesting that they have home field advantage throughout. But, Mike, you ready to do this or what, brother?
Hey, let's talk about some football and let's get to it, man. Let's do this.
All right, everybody, get at us again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Let's talk about sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
Watching the game?
Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Down a goal from the four, back to Pascoff. One drive throw, back corner of the end zone by the pylon, leaping two and a grab. That is a touchdown! Josh Reynolds lassos the ball, beats Orlando Scandrick in the back corner of the end zone, right over the pylon.
Hand off here to Michel. Sony Michel with a stiff arm, sideline. Touchdown!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can call us, people. Let's talk about the sports world, man. I mean, I love talking to Mike, but I love hearing thoughts and opinions from you, the sports fan, the listeners. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up. Follow us on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out that website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And obviously, you heard those clips, Mike. We're going to be talking some NFL. And before we get into the games that are going to be played today, which are the Chargers and the Patriots, who will be kicking off first at about 11:05 Mountain Standard Time. And then you have Philadelphia playing New Orleans later on, about 2:40 Mountain Standard Time. The games that took place yesterday, Colts playing the Chiefs. Chiefs, obviously, a nice home field advantage there at Arrowhead. The weather was just about right when you really think about it. It was cold. There was a little bit of snow, and you have a team that's coming from a dome to play in your house. You got to like the deck being stacked up there pretty nicely for the Kansas City Chiefs. And they had a running game, which is something they haven't had for a while. And you know, Patrick Mahomes was doing what he does, throwing the ball, weird angles, crazy angles, and making plays left and right. And then you had on the other side, Andrew Luck just struggling. And, you know, T.Y. Hilton made a couple plays, but not what he had been doing for the last seven games or so over the last, you know, seven games of the season, 120 yards per game, and had 85 in the wild card weekend. Just not the type of balance that they needed to go out there and compete with the Chiefs. And then you had the Cowboys go and play the Rams relatively well, and then at the end of the game, a big mistake, in my humble opinion, by one Jason Garrett to not at least attempt an onside kick at the end of the game. I know with the new rule changes, you can't have the unbalanced line, so you're going more. It's even up. You got 5-on-5, but truth be told, you've got about 2 minutes and 11 seconds or something like that left. You've got to create more opportunities to get the ball back. That would be an opportunity right there that they left slip by. And then you can say, well, they had 3 timeouts, Dorf. Well, I know they did. But again, it's about creating opportunities to get the ball back. And you're going to burn those timeouts no matter what. So you might as well give yourself one extra shot with the kickoff and then burn your 3 timeouts after that if you don't get the kickoff. But truth be told, I think the teams that won yesterday were the teams that I thought was going to win. But ultimately, there were some mistakes made, and that's what you and I do. We got to criticize, and we have to critique, and we have to analyze these games. So in your humble opinion, Mike Wilson, were you surprised by the outcomes of the games on Saturday?
Absolutely not. They're the two teams, like you just said for yourself, they're the two teams that I thought would win this game. Now, I thought Indy would give them a better game than they did, but let's just call it like it is. Indy didn't play very well. Andrew Luck didn't play very well. Nobody. I mean, when your leading rusher has 46 yards, that's not going to get it done. I mean, the quarterback needs two things. He needs a good tight end, and he needs, well, three things: a good tight end, offensive line, and a running attack. And yesterday, it didn't really seem like he had either one. When Marlon Mack can only, you know, manage up 46 yards, and then Hines only gets 24. I mean, it's not going to do anything for you. So, you know, Luck struggled, but let's not get it too twisted for Andrew Luck. He had a great season coming back from an injury that could have been career ending for him. He probably gets comeback player of the year, in my opinion. I mean, he certainly deserves it. No one saw this coming for Indy. So congrats to Indy on a successful year, but, you know, you got to move on. And Kansas City was the team that played well. They just played well. Mahomes, you know, he threw the ball 41 times, for 278. His quarterback rating was high. He didn't turn the ball over. And that's a big thing when you get to this point in the playoffs. Turnovers can kill you, and that'll do it. And look at what they did on the ground. They had 129 yards out of Damian Williams. So, you know, Kansas City just dominated yesterday. Travis Kelce had 108 yards. When your tight end is your leading receiver, you're going to do quite well. You look at a tight end, they have to block, but they also have to catch. He's more of that catching, passing kind of tight end. So he had a good day yesterday, and it just spelled disaster for the Colts.
You know, what I took away from the games that happened in Wild Card Weekend and then the games that happened yesterday, and we'll probably see it throughout the games that happened today. Look, the bottom line is the people that don't think defense is alive and well in the NFL right now, you're crazy. That's what's winning right now. The teams that are winning the line of scrimmage, the teams that are holding teams to less points. Colts scored 13 points, man. And you hit the nail on the head. That running game was so dominant the week before in the wild card game. This week, nothing, man. 87 total yards rushing the ball. And like you said, Andrew Luck, 203 yards, man. Like, this was not the type of game that they needed to play. On the other side, Patrick Mahomes struggled too. No touchdowns. I mean, how many times can we say that about Patrick Mahomes throughout the season? No touchdown passes from that kid. What they did was they controlled the ball, man. That they had the ball, I want to say, I don't exactly know the exact numbers, but I'm going to guess they had the ball probably double the amount of time than the Colts had. So the truth is ball control really played a big factor in those games that took place on Saturday. The team that was able to run the ball more effectively, the team that was able to keep the other defenses on the field more often than not, those were the teams that were winning. And the people that say that defense and you can't touch players anymore, that may be during the regular season. When it comes playoff football, Mike Wilson, it's a completely different story, and points become a premium, and it's really hard to get those points. So the Colts putting up 13, that ain't going to cut it, man. So at the end of the day, for those of you that don't think defense is alive and well, I think you're blind. I think you're crazy, because right now that's what's happened as far as I'm concerned. From what I've seen, the teams that are playing better defense so far in the playoffs, that's who's moving on, Mike Wilson.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's like any other professional league in their postseason. Everything gets more physical. The NBA certainly gets more physical in the playoffs. The NHL certainly gets more physical in the playoffs. And the NFL's no different, man. I mean, it just is what it is. And you got to step up and kind of, you know, and take it like a man and dish it out like a man. Because what we're talking about here is that piece of jewelry that everybody fights for, and the refs are going to let them play. It has to be, in my estimation, it has to be so egregious to throw a flag in the playoffs to let these defenses not play. So,
how big of a mistake was it for Jason Garrett not to try to kick an onside kick at the end of the game? And again, I know the three timeouts, I know the rule changes, but ultimately you have to create more opportunities to somehow come up with the pigskin. They created no more opportunities. They kicked it off right, and you know all they basically had to do was get a first down or two, and that game's going to be over, Mike Wilson. So explain it to me.
Well, you just explained it, Dorf. I mean, that's the thing. You got to create and got to get more possessions, especially when you're down like the Cowboys were. You got to get your hands on the ball, and you know you hit the nail on the head before the break. You know, talking about, you know, you can't have unbalanced lines and the rule changes and all that kind of stuff. But you still got to roll the dice, man. You still got to get that possession for your offense, which the offense wasn't doing too bad. I mean, let's face it. I mean, they put up some points. They got, you know, Dak was playing pretty well. You know, Ezekiel struggled. I will say that Zeke struggled last night with only 47 yards. But if you look at the final score, they were one possession away from tying the game, you know, in all possibilities here. So you just have to give it a roll and just think, if you get the ball, yeah, you have your three timeouts left. You can kind of be selective in when you take those timeouts to get yourself down the field. So you got to roll the dice, man.
How nice of a luxury is it for the Rams to have C.J. Anderson as well, a guy that can throw in there for 123 yards, along with Todd Gurley's 115, and really just dominate the ground, 273 total yards on the ground, making it pretty easy for Jared Goff, making it easy for Sean McVay. I mean, the bottom line is these guys are just – the teams, in my humble opinion, Mike, the teams that are winning have the ball control and they have that defensive unit that can shut people down. So the Rams are moving on, and ultimately, I think when we talk about the games that are going to happen later today with the Eagles and the Patriots and Chargers and New Orleans, the better defensive team is going to move on there too, man. And I know you're going to have to make some plays, but defense wins championships, as we all know. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the calls. We're going to do that. We'll be back. We're going to switch gears, maybe talk some NBA basketball for a quick minute, and then we'll break down the games that are happening later today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Double tight end, three receivers set up to the left on 2nd and 10. Fake the handoff. Mahomes to his right. Now throws back to the left. It's caught by Darrell Williams. He's got room. 10-yard line. 5-yard line. Williams dives. He's in. Touchdown.
Outside the one. Handoff. Elliott powering into the end zone. Behind the right side. Touchdown, Cowboys.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them.
But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Thought about that three. They've got a foul on Davis and make it home. The best of everything.
Dennis Smith Jr., he just fumbles it right away. That's going to be taken by LeBron. Here we go. LeBron with the basketball. Downhill. LeBron all the way. LeBron scores. Counted in the foul.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk, man. Let's talk NBA. Let's talk whatever's on your mind. We're going to talk NBA, but again, anything on your mind is always on our minds. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. Follow us there. Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. And, you know, I've had a couple people follow me throughout the show, so I appreciate you people following me on Twitter. Yeah, that's true, Mike. I'm not lying. I ain't lying, man. I just saw one pop up. I have a new follower that's on Twitter, so I appreciate you. At Bryce Radio is who it is, by the way. I give people shouts out, man. So if you follow me on Twitter, I'll give you a shout out. If you give us a share on the show, we're going to give you a shout out too. So Roger and Becky, all you people that have shared the show for us, we do appreciate that. But let's talk some NBA. Hey, Mike Wilson. Right now, I got to get a quick thought from you because I saw what happened at the end of the Boston Celtic game on Saturday night. Gordon Hayward chooses to go to Tatum instead of going to Kyrie Irving. And it seemed like Kyrie was a little bit upset. I know you're Mr. Boston Celtic. I know you are a big-time Celtic supporter. Does this have any lingering effects? Are they able to move on from this? Does this cause dissension? does Kyrie act like a baby? Does Gordon say, I made the wrong pass? How does this play out for the Boston Celtics moving forward, my friend?
I think there's something there with Boston and being out of sorts now. I mean, look, we are roughly 42 games into the regular season. We're a little more than halfway through. A lot more was expected out of Boston. I think some frustration starting to bubble up from this year. And it wouldn't surprise me if Trader Danny Ainge, tries to do something here to shake this up. But in terms of what you're talking about with Kyrie, I don't blame Kyrie at all. Kyrie, to me, is the closer for that team. Tatum's great. Let's not get it twisted there. Tatum's, you know, he's moving in on being a great long-term player in the NBA. Gordon Hayward, bless his soul, he's fighting his way back from a horrible, horrible injury. But Kyrie's the guy. Big shot Kyrie. I mean, that's what everybody calls him. And, you know, he basically won the title for the Cavaliers on that shot against the Warriors a few years back. I mean, he's taken plenty of big shots. You get the ball in his hands and you get the you-know-what out of the way and let him do it. Great players want the big shots. He's telling everybody in his little post-game tirade, he wants the damn ball. Get him the ball. So I am totally on with Kyrie like this. He's not acting like a baby. He's acting like the guy who wants to take the shot, who's willing to take the shot, willing to take the criticism or the praise that comes with it from taking the shot. So more power to him, man. I mean, Boston has to figure this out. A lot more was expected, like I said. So I think a lot of this, like I was saying, is a little bit frustration. But get Kyrie the ball. He's your guy.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned a potential Danny Ainge trade, which I don't necessarily disagree with. But when you make that statement, who would be the guy, in your humble opinion, that is the misfit or the guy that doesn't fit into what they're trying to do right now? I mean, obviously Kyrie's there. Is it Gordon Hayward? Because I don't think that he's come back the way that probably people thought he would. So I think the thing that's missing is that extra step that Gordon Hayward used to have that he doesn't have these days. So ultimately, I know that was a big deal for them to get him, but in your humble opinion, you're the guy that's a little bit more in the know on the Celtics, and you mentioned that Danny Ainge could pull a trigger. If he pulls a trigger, who do you see as the guy that is on the outs, not on the in?
Well, depending on who they get, and all the talk's been around Anthony Davis, you know, from the Pelicans. I mean, if you're gonna, if that's the guy that you're targeting, that's the player that you want. I think certainly Hayward has to be a part of that, and part of that is with salary. I mean, he makes $29 or $30 million a year. Salaries kind of they have to be within a certain percentage. I also think Jaylen Brown. And I'm a big Jaylen Brown guy. I remember watching him at Cal when he was in college. I thought he had some very good potential swing guy, but I think he's been thrown off by everybody, by Kyrie and especially Hayward coming back. Because let's face it, Jaylen got a lot of those minutes that Hayward would have got last year, and I don't think Brown has done a very good job in terms of adapting to his new role on the team and having to split those minutes with Hayward. But I would think those are the two guys that you look at as possible trade assets to go somewhere.
You know, and you look at the problem that they have, it's almost like you're going to have addition by subtraction in a way, because they're figuring out
right
how to get the minutes between all those guys. And maybe, again, if you just lose one of them, it opens up the court for a different guy to get those minutes. And I think that ultimately it's actually a pretty good problem for Brad Stevens and the Celtics to have. But I do think in a way that trade deadline comes, they do need to make some room. And with everything that you've said, I feel like Jaylen Brown and Tatum have both taken a little bit of a step back from what they did in the postseason last year. And maybe that was just because, you know, they had so much freedom on the court and, you know, that the spacing was better and there were less guys that wanted the ball. So ultimately, they've got a good problem on their hands. They need to figure things out. Let me ask you this. are you surprised that thus far throughout, like you said, 42 or a little bit more, depending on who, or maybe a little bit less, depending on who, that the balance of the power remains in the Eastern Conference at this point? Not one, but two teams have a better record than the highest teams in the West. And that third team in the Indiana Pacers, just percentage points, to be honest with you, behind the Denver Nuggets and right there with the Warriors. But so my question is, are you surprised with the balance of power not being necessarily in the West? It looks pretty balanced, I guess, is what I'm trying to tell you, is record-wise, the two best records are in the East, but maybe the better play is in the Western Conference. Yes or no?
Or maybe the better players. I mean, you could make that argument in terms of the overall players in the East as well. I'm telling you, dude, the team I don't want to play in the playoffs are your Milwaukee Bucks. I want no part of the Bucks. They got good balance, and they got that guy from Greece that's kind of making a name for himself. His name's like 30 syllables long or something like that. But yeah, the Greek freak. I don't want any part of that guy if I'm Boston or Philly or, you know, even Toronto, you know, and I'm happy for Toronto because everybody kind of, you know, when they made that trade and, you know, they got Kawhi, and then, you know, there was a lot of people doubting Toronto. You know, in terms of, you know, they got scared when they saw LeBron. Now LeBron's gone, but you didn't know how Kawhi was going to fit in at all. So, and let's face it, he's fitting quite well. He's absolutely fitting quite well. So Toronto and Milwaukee right now, I would think that they're headed for a showdown in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, and not only that, the guy's playing with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. Let's be honest, man. Right. I mean, at the end of the day, Toronto's not the worst place to be. It's a pretty cool place to be. And if he and them get to the Eastern Conference Finals or maybe even make it to the NBA Finals, I would think it's pretty difficult for Kawhi not to want to go back to Toronto. But look, man, the NBA is definitely interesting right now. I'm sorry, but it's not the Golden State Warriors and everybody else. It's the Toronto Raptors, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Pacers, the Sixers, the Denver Nuggets, man. There's a lot of teams that have a shot to make it interesting. So keep it close, everybody. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We're going to come back, and we're going to get into the games that are happening today in the NFL. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Simmons has no one in front of him. Leonard.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Vikings 3rd and 8. They have the ball at their own 43. In the gun, the quarterback, Keenum, wiping his hands on that white towel. Leaning over, looks into the nickel. Now backs up a step. Yells out another protection to his line. Arms outstretched from his own 43. Gets the shotgun snap. Throws a pass. Line drive near side. It's picked off on the near side by Robinson. 40 down the near side. 40. 35. 30. He cuts and breaks a tackle. Runs laterally on the 30. Looking for a block and he gets it. Across the hash mark. Far side 20. Far side line 15. 10. 5. He's in. What a play. Patrick Robinson. 50-yard interception return. Touchdown. Philadelphia!
Second and goal for L.A. We're down to 9:52 to go in the first half. Shotgun, Rivers, two receivers left. He looks that way. Rivers, high floater, it is caught! Mike Williams, touchdown, L.A.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson, not Mike Williams, who made the play the other day in the football game. But I'm glad to be talking with Mike Wilson. Get at us. Let's talk about the weekend that is, the week that was. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. Follow us there for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion for the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike. You know, as we do each and every week, we talk about the games that were. We talk about the games that will be. And we break down things that happen in every single league. But truth be told, we talked a lot about those games that happened yesterday, a Saturday, that is. And again, we're always live every Sunday, people, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can always catch the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with my man Mike Wilson on Sirius XM Channel 211. All over the world you can catch us. So we like hearing from people down under. Speaking of which, that gets started too, by the way, people. We're going to have some tennis to be talking about throughout the week because the Australian Open will be happening. And by the way, this is something I just want to put this out there, Mike. I know you don't care that much, and I know a lot of people don't care all that much about the tennis world, but Andy Murray, a guy that is a 2-time gold medal winner, the only guy to do that in general, probably playing his last season, has had a bunch of injuries taking place over the years, and those hips are a little bit worse than they've been in a long time. So Andy Murray going to bless us one more season on the tennis courts. And for those of you that enjoy tennis, the Australian Open will be on in the middle of the night for you throughout the next week and maybe 10, 12 days. So enjoy it. It all gets underway later on this evening. But we do have games to talk about that are happening on Sunday in the NFL playoffs. Obviously, the Chargers going to play the Patriots, and that's the one that's coming up here real soon. And then later on, the defending champion Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles playing the New Orleans Saints, who, by the way, have home field advantage, and it just so happens to be that the Super Bowl will be played in New Orleans this year. I think it's just fitting. I think that they're a team of destiny, to be quite honest with you. But, Mike, what do you think of the matchups that we've got today, brother?
Well, I will tell you one thing, a couple things. You know, I'm not the guy, Mike Williams, that makes plays, but I do make plays. I'm just letting you know that. I do make plays, just ask my wife. You underestimate me with tennis. I do love tennis. I like what Andy Murray's meant to the game and what he's brought to the game of tennis. Watching him play has always been fun, and him getting the majors, you know, that he has, I guess. I just look forward to the big tourneys in tennis. I'm not in it like you, but I pay attention to the majors, so I'm looking forward to what's going on down under. With that being said, the games today, right? That's what we're talking about, something like that. You know, these football games. I'm telling you, I think the Bolts go on the road. I think the Bolts go on the road and get this W. Something tells me that they're not going to leave it to chance. I think they got probably the most well-balanced team in the whole NFL right now. So we'll see there. What do you think? I mean, do you think the Pats come out on top with this? Do you think Brady makes one more run? Or do you think the Bolts go east and take it?
Look, I look at it like this. Philip Rivers had a really, really bad week last week in those games. The guy didn't throw for a touchdown. That doesn't happen very often either. You know, Patrick Mahomes didn't throw for a touchdown in their victory against the Colts on Saturday. I would have to say that I think Philip Rivers has a decent opportunity to pick apart the New England Patriots secondary. If there is a weakness, their secondary is a little bit down. We know that Tom Brady, if you give the guy time, he never gets hit. He makes plays, and he's got a bunch of different weapons on that offense that will go out there and make plays for him. Will they be able to run the ball against the Chargers? I think that's kind of important. Will Anthony Flynn be able to match wit for wit with Bill Belichick? I think that's also interesting. I mean, there's another young, newer, innovative coach, a guy in his second year with the Chargers, and the Chargers are poised, man. This is a pretty good football team. Like you said, I agree. They have the best balance of any team that is in the playoffs right now. I think that they have the best players on offense and defense. Will they be able to put it all together in a hostile environment there in Foxborough, where they're 8-0 on the season? I mean, the Patriots just don't lose much, Mike, at home, that is. On the road, a totally different story, 3-5. So, again, will history – I guess the question here is, will history repeat itself, and will Philip Rivers not be able to get over the hump of Tom Brady in the playoffs, or does that give and does – Philip Rivers outshine Tom Brady and the Chargers, by the way, have had a really good season. So in a way, I would hate to see them lose to a Patriot team that hasn't been all that great this season. Let's be honest, man. This is not the typical New England Patriot run into the playoffs. So I think the Chargers have a great opportunity the same way you do. But I also think that, you know what, the Patriots are 8-0 at home for a reason. They have this roundette in their house for a reason. They've been very good in this game. So the Chargers are going to have to be exceptional, and Philip Rivers is going to have a big day, Mike.
Yeah, and here's the other key for New England, in just my humble opinion here. It's Sony Michel, the running back for the Patriots. I think he really needs to have a big game today to help Brady out. I mean, if there's anything that – I don't think I've ever said that to another player to help Brady out. But like I was saying earlier in the show about the best thing for a quarterback to be able to turn around and give it to the running back, and the running back's, you know, going off for 125, 130 yards in the game. So I think Sony Michel needs to be that guy today, because they're going to be – I think the Bolts are going to pin their ears back and really, really try and get pressure on Tom Brady. But at the same time, I think the Patriots are going to do what they always do and get that ball out of Brady's hands as quick as possible.
Is there a special teams play? Is there a blocked kick? Is there something in this game that's the difference? I mean, when we look at what happened on Saturday, it was just – basically, you know, the better team wound up getting the victory. You know, the Colts had a great season, like you said, but the Chiefs had a better season. Let's be honest, you know. And then as far as the other game went, the Cowboys had a nice season, but the Rams have had a better season. Is it kind of the same way with the games that go on today? Like, the Chargers have had the better season. They really have maybe the best roster in the league. The Eagles are your defending champion, and they showed the heart of a champion by getting that victory over the Bears. Is that enough? Have they done what we've expected from them and more, or do they have enough in the tank to go after the Saints, where we know they play absolutely phenomenal football? So, you know, I think that there's a lot of really good storylines with all these games today, Mike.
Yeah, and you know, here's the thing I've noticed, and I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent here, but you look at all the quarterbacks that are left, and you know, you have all these people saying this quarterback, because he can get out and run around, it's going to change the league, it's going to do this, it's going to revolutionize the league. Look who is still here. You have drop back pocket quarterbacks. You still win in this league when you have drop back pocket quarterbacks. Now Mahomes can get out and run around, but he's adapted, and Andy Reid coached him up to be a pocket passer and develop it into a pocket passer. But you got Nick Foles, okay? You got Drew Brees, you got Brady, you know, you got all these guys left. Luck, I mean, Luck can get out and run around, but he's a pocket passer in a true form too. But you know, these quarterbacks that we're seeing today, they're your classic dropbacks. And I think, you know, a lot's going to come down to them. I mean, I don't think Nick Foles is scared about going into New Orleans today at all. Because let's face it, he did it last. I mean, he's done it over the past year and a half. He's, you know, he has that nickname out there, and he's going to have to show every, shall we say, inch of that talent to get past Drew Brees and the Saints. But, you know, the Saints are so tough in that dome. I mean, it's so tough to go there and win a game. So I think in the end, I think the Saints kind of get it done.
No, and again, I misspoke a little bit earlier. The Super Bowl is actually at the Superdome. I'm sorry, the Mercedes-Benz Dome, not the Superdome. However, the New Orleans Saints do have their nice home field advantage in New Orleans. So thank you for pointing that out to me. And by the way, if you people want to insult me and talk all this smack on Facebook about being a real sports guy or this and that and not knowing where the Super Bowl is, I know where the Super Bowl is. The bottom line is I misspoke, and things like that happen. So if you want to challenge me, call me, 1-800-878-7529. Don't hide behind a computer. I hate that kind of person. I'm sorry, but I hate that dude that hides behind a computer and talks a bunch of smack. Get on the phone, 1-800-878-7529. Don't give me that nonsense and that BS of showing me up on Facebook. Show me up on the radio, okay? Talk your smack on the radio. Anyways, getting back to things here, Mike. Look, I think that the New Orleans Saints are so bad. We talk about the Chargers being balanced. That also is a team that's really balanced offensively and defensively. Really good wide receiver set, a great running game, a defense that can get after it and make plays for them on that side of the ball too. So I actually think the two most complete teams are the Chargers and the Saints. And I would not mind seeing that matchup as far as it goes with the Super Bowl. So truth be told, I'd be okay with seeing the Saints playing the Chargers in the Super Bowl. What about you?
No, I wouldn't have any problem with that. I think that Super Bowl would be quite the entertaining Super Bowl. I mean, it'd be kind of, you know, I think it would be a very high-rated Super Bowl, too, because you would have the West Coast, you'd have the Midwest, and, you know, you have the people on the East Coast probably tuning in a little bit, too, but it would take in most of the country with the two teams where they're located. But I think it would be highly entertaining with all the talent that would be on the field for those two teams. I think that's a good pick there, big guy.
All right, so let me ask you this. From what you've seen, and we've got the three guys that I like as far as the MVP goes, with Mahomes, obviously Philip Rivers, and then you can make the argument for Patrick Mahomes, obviously, and Jared Goff, too, maybe even and maybe even Aaron Donald, to be honest with you. But I don't think a defensive player is ever going to win that award because it's really difficult to win the defensive player of the year and the MVP. Who's your MVP? Is it Patrick Mahomes? Because at the end of the day, Patrick Mahomes is my MVP, man.
Yeah, I got to go with Patrick Mahomes on this, too. I mean, there's not one person that meant more to this team this year than Patrick Mahomes. He's put up the stats. He's done what he's needed to do. And let's not forget, he's in his second year, okay? But his first year of starting football. He held the clipboard last year behind Alex Smith, so he's doing this all as it comes at him.
All right, real quickly, who do you got today? Chargers or Patriots?
I'm going with the Bolts. Go Bolts.
I got to go with the Patriots, man. And then who do you got, the Eagles or the Saints, man?
Oh, the Saints at home. Yeah.
I got to go with the Saints, too. I think Big Nick's run ends right here, man. Anyways, we got to take another final pause for the cause. We're going to come back and wrap it up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Quarterback from the gun. First and 10 from the 48 of Casey. Dropping back. Throwing a long ball right for Gronkowski. Separation. Makes me over the shoulder catch. And he's tackled by Parker inside the 10.
Chiefs third and 5 in the gun. Mahomes from his 45. Two on the defensive line. Five in the Broncos secondary. Mahomes arms out. Stretch shotgun snap. He's being pressured. Runs to the far side. He throws a left-handed pass. It's caught by Hill. It's caught by Hill on a short pass at the 50 and runs out of bounds for a first down. He pulls a Houdini. What a play by Mahomes.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always live every Sunday, each and every day on Sundays from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then again, you can catch the Dorf Man late night doing the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America. That's late night. I start at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time doing that show too. So, Mike, as you know, at this time, we always have our parting shots. You're up, my friend.
Yeah, you know what? My shout out today is going to go to an old high school friend of mine who's a big L.A. Charger fan. He's been a Charger fan for his entire life. This is something that he thinks this season, this is it. On his Facebook this morning, Jason Kazee said he's going dark today. All he is doing, he is sitting back and watching his Bolts try and go to the next level. So my shout out is to him is to enjoy the game, enjoy your team trying to get where they're going.
All right, good stuff, man. I'm going to just say, look, man, enjoy the football, people. And then I'll be talking to you late night about the action that happened all week and the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. So for Scott and Mike, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.